Hey, friends, and welcome to episode 220 of It's About Time, a podcast sharing stories and strategies to inspire better work, life, and balance. I'm your host, Anna Dearman Cornick, time management coach and author of Time Management Essentials. And in today's episode, I've got a special treat just for you. Have you ever wished that you could be in two places at once, or better yet, two times at once? Well, hold on to your planners, because today I'm talking about the ultimate solution for better work-life balance. It's called the It's About Time Machine. And it's your brand new, exciting time management tool that enables you to make the most of your time through time travel. So today, we're talking about the basics of time travel for busy professionals and business owners. I'll be sharing three can't-miss rules for safe and smart time travel. I'll also share the best historical eras for brainstorming, breakfast, and self-care. And finally, we'll talk about how to deal if you don't have access to your very own time machine yet. And because I know you're probably making the most of your time and you're listening in the car while you're running errands or you're doing stuff around the house, I know it might be a little inconvenient for you to stop what you're doing and take notes on all of this time travel goodness. So don't worry, I've got you covered. You can find all the details from this episode over in the show notes, plus links to any of the resources I'll mention. And today's show notes can be found over at abouttimepodcast.com/220. And if you haven't yet, I encourage you to pop over and click that subscribe button or that follow button wherever you listen to this podcast so that you can be notified as soon as new episodes go live. And if you like what you hear, I would be so grateful for your review. You see, your reviews play a really big role in helping others find the It's About Time podcast in the search results. And plus, you just might get a shout out in a future episode like this one going out to G. Vandegrift. All right, G. Vandegrift was so kind to leave a 5-star rating and review in iTunes for It's About Time. Do they even still call it iTunes, or is it just Apple Podcasts now? Anyway, G. Vandegrift writes, "Find balance with Anna. Great show with many tips, resources, and great takeaways. Anna delivers great episodes, both solo and guest interviews. I always learn something and can't wait to keep listening." Well, G. Vandegrift, thank you so much. I am so excited that you're listening and learning and that you continue to get great takeaways from the show. It means a lot that you take time to leave a review, so thank you. And if you hear this shout out, send me a DM over on Instagram so I can send you something special to say thank you. All right, it's about time we get started, so let's get this show on the road.
You're listening to It's About Time, a podcast about work, life, and balance. Around here, we believe that busy is not a badge of honor. Your host, Anna Dearman Cornick, is here to share tips and strategies to help you make the most of your time. Listen in on real conversations and success stories to find out how other go-getters are getting things done. If you're ready to step away from the overwhelm and spend your time on what matters most, then you're in the right place. Here's your host, time management coach, Anna Dearman Cornick.
Picture this, a time machine, but specifically designed for us, busy professionals and business owners, driven in our careers, prioritizing family and friends, making our mark in our communities, and creating our own versions of work-life balance. That's where the It's About Time Machine comes in. And the It's About Time Machine isn't your typical sci-fi flashy gadget that you've seen in movies. Oh no, this time machine has an unlimited snack dispenser, a built-in coffee machine, more than enough cup holders, and a mute button for your passengers when you just need 5 minutes to hear yourself think. But let me tell you about some of the time traveling settings that I am most excited about with the It's About Time Machine. Forget about going back a few decades or even a few centuries. This time machine has pre-programmed buttons to take you straight to the pre-kids era, to the day before that big deadline, to relive your favorite concert, and the always tempting fast forward to the end of that meeting that should have been an email. Do you want to zip ahead to a future where the laundry folds itself? We've got you covered. But before I let you loose on the best time management tool since Hermione's Time Turner, here are a few important rules to keep in mind when using the It's About Time machine for the best results. Rule number one, always check your destination date. Check and double check. You don't want to accidentally end up in the Mesozoic era when you're just trying to skip the line at the grocery store. Imagine explaining to a T-Rex why you've got a cart full of snacks and no time to chat. Rule number two, try your best to avoid any era in which your high school prom is happening. Trust me, seeing your teenage self is not the nostalgic trip you think it is. It's a little more cringe than cute. And number three, if you borrow anything from the past, be sure to return it. We don't need some kind of a butterfly effect where it's suddenly trendy to wear Victorian corsets to happy hour. Okay, y'all, so I know we could all probably use a little more time in our day, right? You're no stranger to busy schedules and intentionally filling them up to the brim because you just have so much to get done. But sometimes it feels like you don't really ever have the time to just slow down and enjoy the simple things. Simple things like when my toddlers are giggling and playing nicely together in the backyard, or when a Sunday afternoon nap sounds too good to pass up. We all want more time to enjoy these kinds of things, right? Well, if you love personality quizzes like I do, then you're in for a treat. In my new quiz, which you can take for free at annadcornick.com/quiz, I'm helping you uncover what it will take to get you from chaos to calm, to finally feel like you have space in your days. I know it can feel downright frustrating to keep using the same old time management strategies that just don't seem to work for you. You've got the planners, the calendars, the apps, you're doing all the things, but you still feel like you have no time. And that's because you need time management strategies that work for your personality and your life. In my 10 plus years working in crisis communications and chaos management, and all the time I've spent with my clients, I've learned that everyone has their own needs. And knowing what those needs are can really help you discover the best approach to planning your days. Knowing yourself can help you ease up busy schedules and find more calm and clarity in your week. Do you want to know how to get there? To have more breathing room in your days? Let's figure out your time management personality type so you can uncover exactly what you need to do to feel more productive, less stressed, and more balanced. You can take the quiz at annadcornick.com/quiz, and I'll make sure to link to the quiz in our show notes. All right, on with the show. So now that we've got the rules out of the way, here are some helpful tips for making the most of your time using time travel with the It's About Time machine. First, instead of wasting time making breakfast by hand, consider popping back to the 60s and ask Julia Child to poach a few eggs and whip up some Eggs Benedict for you and the family. And then, before you dive into a big project brainstorming session for work, consider heading back to the Renaissance era and talk through your ideas with Leonardo da Vinci or Michelangelo. Imagine bouncing ideas with these legendary innovators. Then head back to the present with groundbreaking artistic perspectives that shake up your entire industry. Who knew a little time travel could lead to the next award-winning breakthrough in your field? And finally, after all that work, it's time for some self-care. So why not unwind in ancient Greece or catch a play in Elizabethan England with front row seats at the Globe for the latest Shakespeare show, Romeo and Juliet? Okay, so I think by now you've figured out that this episode went live on April 1st, 2024. And while we can't really zip through time for a chef-prepared breakfast or some Mediterranean self-care, there's something that we can learn about time management from every era. Every time period had its own way of balancing life's demands. From ancient philosophers who valued contemplation and introspection, to the Renaissance masters who blended art and science, There's wisdom to be found in the way that people throughout history have managed their time. So, although the It's About Time machine isn't a real thing, at least not yet, the lessons we can take from the past are very much real, and they remind us that no matter the era, striking a balance in life is a challenge that spans across time. Plus, imagine what could go wrong if we actually did have access to a time machine. Like, let's say that you decide to take a quick trip back to the 1920s to see what that Gatsby life was all about. You're rocking a red flapper dress and your iPhone falls out of your little sequin headband while you're dancing the Charleston. The next thing you know, you've accidentally invented the smartphone decades too early and blown everyone's mind. Or imagine popping over to check out the signing of the Declaration of Independence, but then you get a call from daycare letting you know that one of your kids is running a fever. I mean, how would you explain that to the founding fathers? And sure, checking out the chariot races in ancient Rome sounds fun until you realize that Google Translate doesn't work without Wi-Fi and you don't know a word of Latin. As ridiculous as all of these impossible scenarios are, they do remind us of an important point. Sometimes the present is exactly where we need to be. Sure, time travel can feel really tempting when it's 3 a.m. and your three-year-old won't go back to bed. And while we might dream of easier times or futuristic solutions, embracing our current moment with all of its unique quirks and opportunities just might be the real secret to balance. So while our It's About Time machine isn't ready for adventures, the adventure of navigating our own time is very real and sometimes just as exciting. And that's exactly why this podcast is here, to share the tips, strategies, and ideas to help you define your version of work-life balance, overcome overwhelm, and live the life that you dream of. So there you have it. As we navigate our own time, let's take the best from the past and let's hope for the future. But most importantly, let's aim, let's aspire, let's do our best to live fully and mindfully in the present, because that's where the real adventure lives. And speaking of adventures, I would love to hear from you. What would you do with a time machine? I'd love to know whether you'd jump back to the roaring 20s or jump forward to see what lies ahead. So head over to the It's About Time podcast community on Facebook and let us know. You can find a link to the community over in the show notes or head straight to abouttimepodcast.com/community. As always, all of the details from today's episode can be found in the show notes at abouttimepodcast.com/220. All right, that's it for today's episode. Thanks so much for tuning in. Happy April Fool's Day, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to It's About Time, a podcast about work, life, and balance. Head over to www.abouttimepodcast.com to join the conversation. Check out the show notes and dive into bonus content so you can start living your best life today. Love this episode? Be sure to share it with a friend, subscribe, and leave a review. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you in the next episode.